Welcome to Early Birds Club for kids' bedtime stories. Listen to stories filled with love, moral values, and inspiration. The title of the story is Morning Lesson. James was jogging one morning, as he did a few times a week. One such morning, he noticed a person about half a kilometer ahead. He was running a little slower than James. James felt good watching him. As this feeling of catching up to him came into his mind, feeling good about himself, James took off at a fast speed. He only had a few miles before he needed to turn to go back to his house. However, at the moment, he felt determined to beat this person, and he picked up the speed even more. Adrenaline coursed through his body, and in all excitement, he forgot to take the turn intended for him. He kept running and running. Inwardly, he felt very good, thinking, "I beat him! I beat him!" On the other side of the story, the other man was not even aware of James' intention about competition. He was simply enjoying his morning jog happily. He glanced around, enjoying the scenery, fresh morning air, and the chirping of the birds. James, on the other hand, ran a mile ahead of this man, and it dawned on him about the turn he missed. He also had tripped on a rock trying to overtake his competition. Now slightly hurt, he had to run back to catch the turn. His jog back to his home was a regular pace, and along the way, he passed the other man still running at the same pace, with no stress but the joy of enjoying his morning jog. James saw his happy face, which made him contemplate more on his morning actions. It suddenly dawned on James how this competition made him miss the inner peace which he feels during his morning jogs. He missed all the beautiful sights, the chirping of the birds, the wind blowing on his face, the colors that precede the rising sun. He was not happy with his decision, and it made him reflect on something very important. How much time is wasted when we put our attention on the competition with coworkers, neighbors, friends, family, trying to outdo them or even trying to prove something to them? We miss out on important things that truly matter in our lives. We also reflected how he had spent most of his life competing and had felt the inner struggle. Inner peace and contentment were lacking in his life. He tried to fill his life with material things which he thought would help him find the inner joy. It was a never-ending cycle that brought agitation and frustration to his life. It never occurred to him that he was doing this without even him being aware of it. He realized this mode of competition started in his life since school days, when all the kids were made to compete in terms of grades, sports, and other activities. Slowly, this had become part of him unknowingly. However, this morning's race was an awakening to his sleeping mind. He felt there will always be somebody ahead of you, someone with a better job, nicer car, more money in the bank, more education, better behaved children, better circumstances, and better conditions, etc. He realized that competing was not the way to live, but giving our best in any given situation, trusting our own self, was the best way to live a peaceful life. Looking at others and comparing oneself only brought out insecurities that were not healthy. James felt happy inside, knowing he was in a good place with this realization, as most do not get this opportunity. With a smile on his way, he jogged slowly back to his home. He was grateful for this morning, which taught him a very important lesson in life. The moral of the story is, comparison and competition are thieves that rob the joy out of our lives. Real joy is in self-acceptance of ourselves with all our strengths and weaknesses. Good night, sleep early, wake up early for a positive and successful life.